See, I told you, bringing the stuff for Coco was the move. Marshmallowy and chocolatey and kiss my ass snowy. Whatever. I mean, you said the forecast was bullshit, but aren't you glad I brought blankets and coats? Seriously, high altitude, deep in the forest, and you think we're not gonna freeze our asses off? Get out. Babe, that just doesn't make sense. You know what winter is like up here. Shouldn't you have way more experience with this? This is your family's cottage, not mine. Or cabin. Does it matter? Anyway, it was already starting to snow when we got all our stuff inside. I didn't really think we'd be able to go out until it passes. Not that I would want to. I'd much rather stay in with you. But, cold weather, plus the rain from yesterday, we're gonna deal with the ground being all icy and all the snowbanks, but the snow's gonna be a gross mess of sludge and sleet by the time we get up in the morning. I hope the internet connection's better than the last time we were up here. If you really wanna Netflix and chill again, I wanna have something decent on in the background. Remember that one time when the connection went out? You thought it'd be a good idea to put the moves on me with Shrek on in the background? You dork. I mean, come on. I'm a meme queen, but I refuse to blow you while Mike Myers, the ogre man, is in the background. Oh, donkey. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Ogres are like onions. I can't do the accent. We both know. I can't do it right. You know, a bastardized Scottish accent really gets me in the mood, darling. Oh, no. Don't start with me. I don't need the reminder. I just wanted to give you shit for a second, okay? I don't know. I'm happy we had something to watch. It just feels like we could find something better with the DVDs if we're gonna be spending more time up here. I can't believe your parents kept any of this crap, honestly. Just a bunch of older movies, like, from when I was a kid. Most of it's straight to DVD junk, so I'm glad that we at least have the masterpiece like Shrek hanging around, too. Oh, you know, at some point this weekend, we really have to call to thank your parents. I feel bad that we haven't checked in since they cleared us to stay up here again. I mean, if they're letting us come up whenever without so much as an IOU, it's the least we can do, right? How about we do it now? We're probably gonna forget if we leave it too long, or you're gonna forget it, because that's how this thing works. You do all the heavy lifting and errand running, and I'm the one that reminds you what needs to go where and keeps up with whatever grocery list we have. Symbiosis. Yin and yang. All that cheesy stuff, but it works. So, I feel like your mom's gonna be more free than your dad, and it's not too late yet. So, call? Fine. I'll call her. But next time it's on you, okay? She's really sweet. No, it's ringing. I guess I can just tell her thanks when we go over for dinner in a few days. Nah, I'm sure she would have picked up. It's just that my connection's shit and the call wouldn't go through. Do you think it's the storm rolling through or something? I thought the connection was getting a little spotty on the way up here. It seems pretty iffy on any given day. It just seems like there are a few more dead zones. I'm sure it's fine. Just means real Netflix is off the table, yet again. Can we go through the cabinets again? Maybe there's something like the Titanic we missed on our first few rounds. That's long enough to relax into, classic enough not to miss out on the important plot points, and there's a sex scene. It's like, got enough vague shared traits with Shrek to be good if you want to fool around. Except it's way better. No, those are totally things that happen. Movie length is fine for Shrek, we know it well, and it's obvious the dragon and the donkey hooked up. They have kids. And there are all those ruined childhood posts in the world about it. So they're similar enough. And there's, like, the secondary love interest that's, like, a rich guy or something. Yeah, Rose's fiancé was a rich guy, and she goes for Leo or Jack, and he's all poor and not like he seems or whatever. Farquaad and Shrek, with Fiona as Rose. It's... okay, look, I'm not saying it's the same movie, not at all, but there are similar elements. But, I mean, I guess that's all love stories, right? That's why I don't actively look for them. They make for shitty movies. So... we look for it and throw it on, and if you get really tired of it, we can just head to bed a little early and get into whatever we were gonna get into anyway, but without the cheeky fun buildup. Thank you. You're an angel. I'm too comfy to get off the couch. Darling? Was that the power? There's no way just turning on a TV blew a socket or whatever, right? It's not just the bulb, because the kitchen went out too. You have a flashlight, or are we using the ones on our phones? Yeah, it's fine. The phone ones aren't bad. I don't feel like I've been up here when the power's gone out before. No, it's gonna be fine. I'm fine. Maybe, we split up and check things out. We did hear that wolf or whatever outside earlier. I don't think that's what it was, and I can't hear it anymore, but maybe it got to the power lines? Or whatever, I don't, that's not my area of expertise, okay? Look, okay, you know what, just, play it cool, it's fine. One of us can check the breaker while the other one checks outside. I feel like I should head out. It's not like I know what I'm doing with the breaker anyway. Well, I guess going outside could be dangerous. I just... no. No, it's fine. You tell me where to go, and I'll help out. Okay, babe? So, do I go outside or to the breakers? Are you really gonna make me sit here in the dark and make you do both?